In a chilly, damp, and windy location like Kodiak, facial hair is far more common than elsewhere, even in the icy Arctic. But nobody from the island has ever won the Mr. Furface State Championships. KMXT's Jay Barrett has the story.
Each year at the Miners and Trappers Ball during Anchorage's Fur Rendezvous, a Mr. Furface is selected for having the best facial hair in the state. Only one man has ever competed from Kodiak, and sadly he didn't win. But Crystal White, the secretary for the Miners and Trappers Board, was in town last week trying to change that and encourage at least some of the fur-faced men in Kodiak to think about competing.
We have not had anyone from Kodiak to win yet, so we want some people to come out and give us some competition. And they do have some people coming in from Valdez this year to compete, and so they were hoping that people would step up here in Kodiak.
She said about 300 people compete in the annual event. Judy Kidder of Kodiak was one of the judges at last year's Mr. Furface and the World Beard and Mustache Championships, which were held in Anchorage for the first time earlier this year.
It was a riot. It was just such a blast. You never saw anything like it. They even have a category for bearded women. So these women, they all made these fake beards and everything else, and they paraded up through there. It was a special category, and it was just so much fun. You know, it's just such a great opportunity for everybody to get together and have a lot of fun, and I figured we could have a contest with the full beards, mustaches, and then a fake beards, a ptarmigan contest, and a lot of fun. Bring your friends, and, you know, we could have a judging panel where, you know, the louder the crowd is, you know, the more points they score. So, you know, it would be a fun event for Kodiak, as well as a chance for the winner to compete in the Alaska Mr. Furface contest.
Active in the local Lions Club, Kidder was set to organize a beard and mustache competition here last winter, but it was too short a notice to get all the details in place. This year, though, there's over 2 months to get it organized.
So we have the format ready to go, and I have a poster all prepared and everything, and I just need some sponsors for some prizes, a venue, and a time, and we can get somebody. There's some great people here with beards wandering around. You know, you see them everywhere. And I was up there judging the World Championships, and they had a new category called the Alaskan Whaler. And I see so many of those around Kodiak that somebody from here would be a shoo-in to at least claim some of the prizes in the categories at Ferrandi and the Miners and Trappers Ball.
The Alaskan Whaler beard resembles Captain Ahab's in the movie Moby Dick with Gregory Peck. White says the Mr. Furface competition this winter will be on March 6th, right on the cusp between Anchorage's two big winter activities, the Fur Rendezvous and the start of the Iditarod. In Kodiak, I'm Jay Barrett.